The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod. Hello, it's Monday's Odd Pod. As reports grow that Donald Trump may concede the election, speculation has been increased by the first busload of Melania doubles being spotted leaving the White House. The bus, seating 62 lookalikes of the First Lady, was spotted leaving by a side gate at 9:15 yesterday morning, with reports indicating that the remaining 206 would follow shortly. It will, of course, take some time to root out all the Melania lookalikes from the White House, said National Security Advisor Simon Williams, no relation. They were strategically placed about the place to make it look like Mr. Trump was in a comfortable, loving relationship with a wife who's never far from his side. So we're bound to miss one or two on the first sweep. They'll be in a cupboard or behind a statue or something, and, well, you know how it is. On the other hand, it's helpful that we don't have to look for the actual First Lady, as she's one person we can be absolutely certain will be nowhere near her husband. It's uncertain what will become of the doubles once they're all found. Suggestions include several hundred tell-all books might be released, or forming the entire studio audience to speak about their story on a very special edition of Oprah. Meanwhile, the real Melania Trump has been inundated with calls and emails from divorce lawyers who smell blood in the water following the frankly terrific upcoming defeat of Donald Trump in the presidential election. The world's least bothered First Lady is probably going to leave her husband. I mean, who wouldn't? Yeah, obviously, confirmed Melania Trump over the deafening roar of her constantly ringing cell phone, landline and laptop. But please, could you all at least let me finish this magnum of champagne first? I'm going to party like it's 2004, which was the last year I wasn't married to that big orange person. Then I'll reply to one of the 53 voicemails currently sat on my phone. I'll pick whoever has the sexiest voice. That's how I ended up with Donald in the first place. I'll also be writing a book, of course, and I'm sure the ghostwriters will be banging down my door in a spooky fashion very soon.
The Odd Pod.